Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 31st verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا لبعولتهن أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبنائهن أو أبنائهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
And tell the believing women to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts and not expose their adornment except that which appears thereof, and to draw their head covers over their chests, and not display their adornment, except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their women, that which their right hands possess, or those male attendants having no physical desire, or children who are not yet aware of the private aspects of women. And let them not stamp their feet to make known what they conceal of their adornment. And turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, O believers, that you might succeed.
Brothers and sisters, the previous verse was about how the believing men must save their eyes, must lower their gazes when they are facing the scenes that are harmful for them. And the Prophet ﷺ has said, a man who funds a woman who is not related to him in any form of marriage contract, Allah will confine him in chastisement for 1,000 years for every word that he has jested her. And the Prophet ﷺ has said elsewhere, the one who dominates neighbor's house and looks at woman's hair or part of their body will be rightly and definitely gathered by Allah with hypocrites who intended to look at women's covered limbs. And until Allah Almighty defaces him in the world, he will not leave this world. Now, this 31st verse is about what the women should do. Of course, the previous verse was about the men and that they must try to save their eyes in the first place. But now, this is the 31st verse. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَ Allah has not mentioned the number of units in ritual prayers and that of a ritual circumambulation of the Kaaba, and has actually charged the Prophet ﷺ with the task of stating the amount and measure of alms tax and many other issues. But in this special occasion, Almighty Allah has paid attention to minimum issues of family, upbringing, moral corruptions, educations based on Islamic thoughts, and how to save the community of Muslims. This means that this matter is so important that it can affect the other parts of the society as well. By using female pronoun 25 times in this verse, Allah has paid attention to women and how they appear in the society and how they should behave.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So in this verse, the women's duties and responsibilities are mentioned. First, it refers to the ones that are like the men's responsibilities and duties when it says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ Tell the believing women to lower their gaze to guard their modesty. Dear listeners, based on this verse, ogling is forbidden for women, as it is to men. We read in the 30th verse, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغْضُوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ and now, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ As all men are obliged to veil their parts, their body parts, are all the women are also obliged to veil their parts from the eyes of the other women and men. Then in three sentences, the issue of veil, which is the women's characteristics, is referred to. We will try to have a look at each of these characteristics in one program. So at first, it says, لَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا Tell them not to display their adornment except that which is ordinarily apparent of it.
upon the purpose of the adornment which women must not display, as well as the visible adornment which women are allowed to display mentioned in the verse, commentators have different ideas stated regarding this. We will have a look at each of these ideas later on. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.